To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Yeah, that whole ATN thing, it didn't last. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the 4th of April, 2022. Here comes the best technology news that went on over the weekend, and we'll get you caught up on it now in about 5 minutes. E-readers out there on your Android device, things are about to change. Now, first, we'll start off with Barnes & Noble and their Android app. Well, you'll no longer be able to buy digital books within that app because of Google Play's policy deadline, which, by the way, has been going on for more than a year and a half. So it looks like the deadline is finally dead. But it's not just Barnes & Noble that will be affected by this. You also won't be able to buy Amazon Audible titles with a debit or credit card in the latest version of its Android app either. This all has to do with Google Play's billing systems, something we've heard from developers for the longest time, particularly on Apple's side, of requiring them to use their own billing systems. Now, Google actually updated their policies back in September of 2020 that require the use of the Google Play billing system. However, though, Barnes & Noble and Audible, yeah, they haven't really quite got around to making all of those changes. Now, apparently, Google and Audible, they're still trying to work out some kinks, but it seems like crickets on the Barnes & Noble side, and it may never come to an agreement. Unfortunately, as a customer, you're just going to have to sit back and wait, and you might wait forever. Oh, looky there. Snapchat and YouTube decided to say, hey, you can use your YouTube videos as a sticker in your Snap now. Yep, that's right, you snappy chatters out there. The platform is making it easier to share your YouTube videos within your Snap or Story. Now you can bypass the process of copying and pasting. Yeah, it takes forever, doesn't it? And then having to attach that video via a link. Gosh knows those links don't look very pretty, do they? Now all you gotta do is navigate to the YouTube video you want to share, hit share, and then you'll select Snapchat. That, of course, will open up the app. The video will automatically appear there in your camera as its own sticker, actually even showing the thumbnail. Now, there's also the option, too, of anyone who actually views your Snap or Story and they click on the link and view the video, they could do that actually within the YouTube app or right there within the browser. Now, those of you that like the old link feature, you can still do it that way. As far as we can tell, the folks at Snapchat, yeah, they don't mind. Aesthetically, though, yeah, it looks better to do it the new way. And gosh knows you don't want to be uncool now, do you? And finally, leave it to somebody to ruin it for everybody. Twitch had a really good idea. Stream Boosts. It was a new program that was going to let viewers boost their favorite streams when they actually purchased subscriptions and bits. Well, one guy probably did get a lot of boost because he decided to show porn. Unfortunately, by doing that, he ruined it for everybody else. Yes, unfortunately, Twitch will be halting this new feature that lets viewers pay to promote their favorite streamers. All because of porn. Actually, it was a bunch of Twitch users on Twitter that noticed this first. That streams and porn videos were on the homepage of Twitch. And they all had that lovely caption promoted by the streamers community. Basically, just people taking advantage of the platform's Boost Train program. Now, funny enough, Twitch only rolled out the Boost Train feature to partners and affiliates, and only a limited number of streamers actually have enabled it. So how the bad actors got in, nobody still knows. As for when paid boosts are going to be returning, no comment yet from Twitch. It may never come back. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network? Yes, britishtechnetwork.com is where you can find, of course, the news show, the Mac show, the Big show, and the photo show, too. Latest episodes of Mac and Big, they're up there right now. Also, we're, of course, on social media sites, British Tech Network on Facebook, British Tech on Twitter, and the BTN community, of course, over at our Slack room. Come join in the conversation with us today at britishtech.slack.com. The news show, of course, will be back for your Tuesday installment tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be happening over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Monday, and thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting the news show.